This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You've given your account in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you will go to that place which will seal your destination, the mizan, the scale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal waznu yawma idhin al-haq, that on that day, the wazan, the scale is the truth. There is no doubt that the scales will be established. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ He whose scale is heavy, then that person will be the successful one. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ And those whose scales were light, they are those who threw themselves into ruins because they did dhulam and they oppressed our signs when our signs came to them. This scale will be so precise that a person who does good or evil, the equivalent of a dharra is the smallest speck that you can have. That speck, when the rays of the sun are out, and that speck which flies in the dust is known as a dharra. If you place a dharra on this scale, it will weigh it. Aisha radiallahu anha would often give a date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people would laugh and they say, oh Aisha, you giving a date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? She would say, there are many mithqala dharras in this one date. This scale will be so precise that there will be a man whose actions will be totally and utterly equal. The scale will not tilt this way and not tilt that way. And he will need one deed to go into Jannah. So he will think, who possibly will give him that one deed? And he will go to his wife. And he will say to his wife, pleading, he said, what kind of husband was I? She will say, you are a brilliant husband. You are a great husband. Then he will say, today I need just one deed to go into Jannah. She will say to him, ask me for anything other than this and I will grant it to you. But don't ask me for a deed. Then he will think, who else can he go to? And he will go to his son. And he will find his son and he will say to his son, oh my son, what kind of father was I? The son will say, dad, you are a great father. You always looked after me. You provided for me. You cared for me. Now he knows that if he asks him for one deed, he's not going to give it because he just tried it with his wife. So what will he say to his son? He will say to his son, oh my son, give me a mithqala dharra. My scales are totally equal. I need one speck and I can go into Jannah. His son will say, oh my father, ask me for anything, but don't ask me for this. A son is not ready to give his father a mithqala dharra. This is how family relationships will be on the Day of Judgment. يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ On that day, a man will run from his brother, from his mother, his father, from his spouse, from his child. Imagine this. This is the scene that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws at the beginning of the Day of Judgment. Have you ever thought about the sequence? When a man, before he's married, before he gets a job, he's always with his siblings. But when he gets married, when he gets a job, when he becomes busy, then the first casualty of his busyness is his siblings. Then Allah says, parents. Why? Because when a person gets married, then the second casualty of his busyness is his parents. Before marriage, parents were everything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the spouse. Why? Because you spend a lot of time with your spouses. You go holiday spouses, you live in the same house. Right at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, his child. Why? Because any half-decent individual, even if he doesn't get on with his wife, he cares about his child. Now let me take you to the end of the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now draws another scene. When this transgressor knows that he's going into the fire of Jahannam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts his state. He will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِ مِنْ أَذَابِ يَوْمِ إِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِ وَأَخِيهِ That on that day, now this person will see Jahannam in front of him. He will know it's a reality. He will say, oh Allah, place my child in my place in Jahannam. Imagine, he starts with his child. Then he says spouse. Then he says his brother. Have you seen that verse started with the brother, then the parents, then the spouse, then the child? Now out of desperation, he would say, Allah, on my place, place my child. Then he would say, place my spouse. Then he would say, place my sibling. Now the entire tarteeb of the first verse has been turned upon his head. But there's something missing. He doesn't mention his parents. Even a disbeliever on the day of judgment who knows that he's going to dwell in Jahannam will not have the guts to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, place my parents on my place in Jahannam. Because on that day, he will see the status of a parent. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a dua regarding the scales on the day of judgment. He would say, Bismillahi wadha'tu jambi. Oh Allah, I will place my side on my bed. Allahumma ghfirli dhanbi. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Wa akhthi shaitani. Oh Allah, repel the shaitan, my shaitan from me. Wa faqqu rihani. Oh Allah, remove my debt. Wa thaqqil mizani. Oh Allah, make my scales heavy. Wa ja'alni fil nadiyil ala. And place me in the highest ranks in the hereafter.